Some head basketball coaches have succeeded at the college and pro levels. One, who has led a college team to 4 NCAA championships, has also maneuvered 2 different collections of pros to Olympic gold. Most recently, 2 summers ago in London, that would be Mike Krzyzewski. Coach, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We are having this conversation in part because of your work on behalf of an organization called Getting Back to Giving Back. Please tell us a little bit about your involvement with that group.
Well, DePuy Synthes Joint Reconstruction has started this campaign, and I've launched it with them. And it's inspiring stories about people who've had joint reconstruction, hips, knees. And they've not only gotten their lives back, their energy, their movement back, but they've decided to get meaning, more meaning back into their lives, and have helped people in their communities through a variety of activities, a variety of ways.
And you are, of course, one of the people who has benefited from that and hence is giving back once again.
Well, I am. I've had both my hips reconstructed. Really, I'm coaching today as a result of having that reconstruction surgery, and I've never would have been the Olympic coach if I had not done that. But I've also tried to give back, whether it be with the Duke Children's Hospital or to fight cancer. And we actually have a center here in Durham named after my mom, who passed in the 90s, named the Emily Krzyzewski Center. We have our 3rd graduating class of youngsters who have gone through our educational programs to get into college, and these are all first generation for college.
For a long time, Duke had the reputation of holding on to players while guys at other universities might be leaving school for the NBA or to play professionally elsewhere. Are you ever discouraged that more players these days, whether at Duke or elsewhere, don't stay in school for more than a year or two?
I don't know if discouraged is the word, but it's something you have to adapt to. I like the fact that kids are given the opportunity to pursue their dreams. All right, I'm totally in favor of that. On the other hand, as a teacher and coach, I would like the chance to develop a relationship with a youngster over a 4-year period, and they become more lasting relationships. So I miss that. I don't get that with every one of my players, but you know, you try to pack in as much as you can in that short period of time. College basketball is still exciting and really good, and it's enjoying immense popularity. But as far as the quality of it, you know, in the 80s and 90s in college basketball, the basketball was better because kids stayed longer. You know, you had older, great players playing the game, and those older, great players were teaching the younger players. Obviously, it's still terrific.
As I mentioned, you have been successful not only at the college level, but also coaching pros, particularly at the Olympics. Can you think of something that you might say to your players at Duke before a big game that you would never say to LeBron James and his teammates before a gold medal game at the Olympics?
Well, I can think of a lot of things. You know, you're coaching 2 different levels of teams. In college, you're coaching youngsters who pretty much have to adapt to you, because they haven't crossed the bridge of experience in a lot of these areas, and you have. When you're coaching the NBA players, they're professionals, and they've crossed a lot of bridges. And sometimes they've crossed bridges that you haven't crossed. And so what I try to do is be incredibly adaptive to one another. You know, before a gold medal game, and you have LeBron, Kobe, Carmelo, Chris Paul, and Kevin Durant and those guys, you don't say much, you know. But what you do say, it better mean something. The other thing is I would allow more of my players with the pros to say something, whereas with a collegiate team, I might do that, but it'd be infrequent.
As a man who has experience at both the college and pro levels, and that's the understatement of the day, I'm sure, what if somebody in the Cleveland Cavaliers front office were to call you up and say, hey, coach, who should we get with this first pick? What would you say?
They already know, so they're not going to. If they're considering Jabari, they would call me. We get that a lot. 2 of our kids went early, Jabari Parker and Rodney Hood, and Jabari will be one of the top 3 picks, I think. And Rodney Hood should be a good first-round pick. So teams will come out and visit with us and sit down and talk. about that youngster, what kind of youngster he was, how was he to teach, stuff like that. They do a really in-depth analysis of these guys, and we try to cooperate fully with them, but they won't ask that. Although, one time, it was Cleveland. They had the number one pick, and they chose Kyrie Irving, and they said, what would you do? And I said, look, you'd be making a big mistake if you don't take Kyrie. They made a wise choice in taking him.
Have you ever been tempted to coach in the NBA, or is Duke just such a comfortable place? You are among the highest paid college coaches in the country. Is Duke comfortable enough so that you're not even tempted to go to the pros?
Yeah, I'm not interested in the pros. There are a couple times in the past, Boston in 1990 and the Lakers in 2005. But I love where I'm at, and I love having the opportunity to coach on the national team. And I really want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about this gettingbacktogivingback.com website that we have to promote this campaign. And hopefully it'll inspire some people who need joint reconstruction to get on with it and get on with a better life.
Mike Krzyzewski is currently working with Getting Back to Giving Back, an organization dedicated to helping humanitarians get back to their good work through joint replacement. He's the head men's basketball coach at Duke University, and he'll be going for a third consecutive gold medal when he leads the U.S. men's team at the Brazil Games in 2016. Coach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
All right, I appreciate it. I really enjoyed it, too. Thank you.